Orchid's sweet sales success. Ratchaburi growers focus on quality. Orchid growers in Ratchaburi say they will focus more on quality enhancement to meet U.S. standards following the successful penetration of that market by six Thai fruit varieties. The cluster of orchid producers in that province, that is Ratchaburi, hopes to attain Good Agricultural Practice, or GAP, GAP certification for the U.S. market and the Good Manufacturing Practice, or GMP, standard for the packing process as well as developing information technology such as software that importers or consumers can use to trace the flower's origin. The cluster was established 10 years ago in a bid to increase production quality for export markets. Comprising 11 farms with a combined plantation area of 340 rai, it exports 10 million baht worth of orchids each year. Cluster coordinator Suvichai Sangtian said the group's members have been working with the U.S. importer United Thai Flora Corporation for a long time. So any quality improvement and software development will be aimed at gaining greater access to that country's market. He said the cluster, which already beats Singapore in orchid quality, received GAP certification by Thailand's Agriculture Ministry early this year. However, this GAP standard is not the final goal. The cluster expects to take as long as 3 years to meet the U.S. government's standard, which would allow Thai orchids into the country with only random quality inspections. Mr. Suvichai believes success by his orchid cluster will help to establish development procedures that could serve as a guideline for other products, both agricultural and industrial. However, quality development of Thai orchids has reached a risky stage, as most producers want to export to China. High demand in that country has made it the top destination for orchid exports by volume, replacing Japan, which was the top market for 10 years. Orchid exports to Japan used to account for half of Thailand's shipments in terms of both volume and value. Some Chinese importers have partnered with Thai producers in a bid to control the market, said Mr. Suvichai. As well, the recent severe flooding hurt orchid growers in Nakhon Pathom and Bangkok, leaving the burden of supply on the other 50% of farms nationwide, a combined plantation area of only 11,000 rai. In 2009, the central region had 21,261 rai of orchards producing 52,422 tons of cut orchids and orchid plants. Last year, Thailand ranked first in tropical orchid exports, with cut flowers valued at 2.3 billion baht and plants at 422 million. However, export revenue from cut orchids is expected to remain at last year's level despite production being halved, as prices have doubled on high demand and decreased output. The cluster is asking the government to help orchid farms maintain existing production levels while earning even better prices. Mr. Suvichai said the value of orchid exports has remained stable at 2.3 to 2.5 billion baht annually over the past 5 years due to the government having no strategic plan to support upgrades in quality and price. With the floods hitting half the orchid farms, the government won't be able to push the flower's export value to 10 billion baht in the next 5 years as earlier targeted, he said.